The pandemic has had a big impact on the used car market. Right now, it is kind of hard to buy one and very easy to sell one. John Linkove joins us now. He's deputy auto editor for Consumer Reports. John, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
So explain this. Why is it harder to find used vehicles for sale right now? Why is the inventory so low?
You know, Jeremy, what was interesting is that early in the coronavirus pandemic, late February, March, April, people were scared to do anything. You know, they weren't going out. They weren't going to buy a car. They weren't going to sell a car. They weren't going to involve themselves with anybody. And that coincided with a time when you had manufacturing plants shutting down, dealerships shutting down, you know, and there was just this kind of a pause. But what happens is the demand for cars ramped up as people kind of came out of their houses, as dealerships opened up and wanted to sell to these people, but you didn't have the new cars being built. So all of a sudden, people with leases were either holding on to their leased cars, which meant that they weren't getting that churn of 2 to 3 year old cars coming back to dealerships that could then be resold as used cars. And you just didn't have people selling cars to buy something new because they didn't even have the new car that they could get. So they still were forced to hold on to their older car. So you just had this supply and demand constraint. You had it across the whole industry. And we're at a point now where values are super high and supply is super low.
And what about demand right now? Are a lot of people in the market for used cars at the moment?
There are people in the market, and it's across the price points. I mean, you could be looking at people who have discretionary income to play with, and they're looking at high-end sports cars, and you look at people who simply need something to get to work each day so that they can provide for their family. Those markets are both seeing really high demand and real high prices, but there's not a supply out there. People are stuck. They're holding onto a car longer than 10, 11, 12 years. So they're keeping their old car running. We've had issues where getting a car, Consumer Reports, to test has taken longer because it just wasn't available. So it just is hitting across the spectrum.
So if someone has a used car that they think they'd like to sell, what should they do in this environment?
Well, first of all, I think people need to consider what they are going to replace that car with. You know, if it's a vehicle that they've had and a child went off to college or whatever, they're going to be working at home and they're not going to drive anymore, that's one thing. But if you're going to need a car, you have to now think the long game of where are you going to get that replacement. If you have a used car, you certainly want to still sell it the same way that you would have historically. You want to make sure it's clean. You want to make sure that it is mechanically sound, because it's almost evil or at least unfair to take advantage of a situation where you can get high price for a car that you're not maintaining. So at least have a mechanic make sure that it's up to snuff, or disclose what the flaws are with the vehicle. You can potentially get a lot more even at a trade-in than you would before, where you were going to get a basic low wholesale price. It's the seller's market, but just think that when you're turning around to buy, you're going to be facing that same type of thing. Constrained supply, used cars that are higher cost, you know, elevated price. And sometimes with a new car, it's going to take you a long time to get it because of the supply chain and the pipeline backlog.
So if you want to buy a car, you're saying do what?
So right now, first of all, the old adage of don't wait till you need a car to start shopping still holds true. So first of all, you say, I have this used car. I'm going to replace it. I want to replace it in 3 months. Start shopping now. Narrow down your choices of what you're looking for. You do a grid of, I need an SUV or I need a sedan. I'm driving a lot. I'm not driving a lot. Figure out your needs. Start shopping and narrowing your choices down. For example, if you're looking at something like a three-row SUV, like a Kia Telluride or a Hyundai Palisade, they're similar vehicles. They're made by basically the same company. They're incredibly popular. They're very hard to find. Dealers are charging full price and plus on top of the sticker for some of them. Expect that you're not going to be able to go in there and kind of play the game with the dealer of, I'm going to offer this and then I'm going to walk out, because they're going to say, hey, the next guy is going to come here. You may want to look at something such as a Mazda CX-9, for example, an SUV that may not be as popular, but it's a super competent, super nice vehicle that you could probably get at a good price. You're just not going to pay the super inflated price of a high demand one.
John Linkove, in all of your time covering the auto industry, have you ever seen a situation like this before? Is there anything you can compare auto sales during a pandemic to?
So the straight, simple answer, no, I haven't. And I never thought that I would see an era where the dealerships were at least willing to kind of not bend quite over backwards, but really make it easier for consumers to get the car itself, the physical product. Dealers doing things online now versus the tried and true. Well, let's come on down and I'll show you the box of prices and, you know, let's play this grid and I have to go back and forth with my sales manager. They still do that. And it still is hard when you're dealing with email and cell phones to sometimes get someone when you're ready for the nitty gritty. But the smart dealers are making the accommodations to have people come in virtually and then do a touchless pickup. That's what's really, really surprising, that the speed of which an industry that's kind of rooted in old ways has been able to morph.
That's John Linkove, Deputy Auto Editor for Consumer Reports. John, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And you know, Robin, while we're talking about used cars, I'm just thinking about listening to Car Talk years ago, and I remember somebody called in and they said, I don't want to put any more money into my car than it's worth. What should I do? And the car guy said, you know, if I went by that model, I'd never fill up the car with gas.
Always remember you can donate your used car to public radio.
That's right. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.